Good day. My name is Jay Paloma, and today I will talk to you about implementing HTTPS on a System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager. Configuring the Configuration Manager services for HTTPS. Okay, when you configure the different Configuration Manager services for HTTPS, we strongly recommend that it needs to be performed in this order. First up, your client certs. You need to enroll client certificates on all SCCM client. Now, depending on if you have hundreds or thousands, okay, or tens of thousands of SCCM client, this one you might seriously consider auto-enroll, okay, not manually enrolling. Okay, and auto-enrollment is actually configured in group policy. Management points. Okay, this one, you need to take care of your management points, because if you have more than one management point, please do not configure all at once. Okay. So say, for example, you have two management points, perform 50% only, say, implement HTTPS on one, but leave the other as HTTP until you're really sure that everything is in place, okay? Things happen on your infrastructure if you have all management points in HTTPS, but you're not really very much ready yet. For one thing, your domain, your distribution points will not really, function properly. That's one. Your clients, obviously, since there's no more HTTP management point, there's no more HTTP management point, your clients that don't have a certificate, or simply put, you enroll the certificate but nothing happened to the configuration management client afterward, then those clients are still functioning as HTTP clients. And they, if you enroll all your management points, all of them, immediately to HTTPS, then simply put, those HTTP clients will not have any management point to report to, you know, and so on and so forth. Okay, again, make sure that you enroll. You do not, if you have more than one management point, don't configure them all to use HTTPS all at once. Perform on a 50% basis. If you have two, then configure one first. Then configure a second one after everything is already finished, like all clients, all TPs, all other services. Okay. Now, if your organization only has one management point, then just configure that the MP HTTPS after all the clients, after all the distribution points, after all the SUPs, reporting services points, okay, after everything is already fixed. Okay, so that way you won't run into this problem that clients simply don't have are not reporting to an MP. Okay, software deployments fail. Okay, so my take here is then just add another MP. You know? Just add another MP and configure one as HTTPS, and the other you just leave it alone as HTTP. So after you install HTTPS, after you configure your SCCM client, after you enroll your client, SCCM client, after you enroll the client certificate, you can check it out on two locations. First, on the Configuration Manager properties in the Control Panel Applet Configuration Manager. Okay, this is not immediate, but after you successfully enroll your client certificate on the client, theoretically there's nothing that needs to be done actually on the Configuration Manager client, because it will just change from a self-signed client certificate, it will just change to PKI. Now, say for example you actually enroll the certificate before installing the SCCM client, then there's a flag in CCM setup / use PKI cert. Okay, so again, that's checking if the Configuration Manager client is successfully implemented on the client level, at the client side. At the server side, okay, you can just use the Configuration Manager console and go to your favorite collection that should show the client that you are checking. Okay, for this one, you need to add the column Client Certificate, okay, in the collection, because by default, it's not there. Display the Client Certificate column, and it should show PKI. Okay, again, so this is how to check if your SCCM client is correctly configured for HTTPS. How to configure management points to use HTTPS? Okay, first, you need to bind the IIS certificate into TCP 443 of IIS. Okay, if your management point is also a distribution point, then this is one task that is actually common to both. If you already did it for MP or DP, you don't need to do it again. Okay, they will use the same cert. Then go to the Configuration Manager console and on the management point properties, change it to use HTTPS. Okay, how to test your management point HTTPS implementation? To test the successful binding of the certificate in IIS, you need to go to https://, and type the fully qualified domain name of the server you are testing. Okay, this one should show the IIS web page without any security warnings. Remember, if you go to an HTTPS certificate but the name is invalid and say the certificate is a self-signed cert, then you will receive certificate warnings like, okay, do you still want to proceed? Okay, you should not have those warnings. Then to configure the successful configuration, you can go to the client location.log on a client. And this one you can check, okay, sorry, not client location, location services.log. Okay, and check for the line MP, okay, default management points from MP. You can look for the fully qualified domain name, then check if your MP is HTTPS. Okay, so there. Again, this is location services.log, not client location.log. Actually, those two are more or less the same. To configure the distribution points to use HTTPS, okay, if you haven't done so, you need to bind the IIS certificate into TCP 443 in IIS. Again, if you haven't done it yet on the MP, okay. Make sure that your DP certificate is extracted. So this one, remember your distribution point cert, you need to enroll that DP cert and extract the PFX file from that cert. Okay, and this PFX file is the one that you will use. Then you need to configure the DP for HTTPS. This one, you configure two places. On the distribution point properties, you shift this, you shift your, specify how client computers communicate with the distribution point, you click HTTPS, and from here, create a self-signed cert. Nope, you don't. Okay, you will click select import cert, you will click browse, okay, and then select your PFX file that you extracted a while ago. Then when you extracted that PFX file, you are actually prompted for a password. Okay, so just type in your password. A little note on this certificate. Okay, it is best that once you implement HTTPS, these PFX files, you need to store them in a specified location, maybe a share folder or what. Okay, why? Because every time you make changes to some of these tabs, you may be required to type in the certificate password again. Okay, so say for example, I place it in a local location. Then next time I change some properties of this distribution point, I use another console and just connect it to this site server. Then that console does not have the certificate in that locally stored in there. So this change will fail because the DP will simply not will not be able to find the cert. Okay, so for this import cert, you might want to store it in a shared folder. Okay, so that every time you access this property, and you might be prompted for the password of the certificate. At least since it's in a shared folder, then it will be available on all whatever console that you use. How to test the HTTPS DP implementation? You need to deploy content that you're sure that's only available on that distribution point. Okay, and on the client, you need to confirm that the location services that log you need to confirm from location services that log that the content has been successfully downloaded from that DP. Okay, also note that the distribution point also has an option to go back to HTTP if it sees fit. Okay, that's where the no cert folders, the no cert IIS virtual folders come in. Okay, but that's beyond this discussion.
So to configure HTTPS on System Center Configuration Manager 2012 R2, one of the first things that we need to configure is to see to it that the site that we will implement HTTPS on will actually allow the clients to use HTTPS or to use PKI. To do that, we go to the administration workspace in the Configuration Manager console, go to Site Configuration, and open up the properties of the site that you will configure for HTTPS. Go to Properties. And from there, you will see the properties of the site. Go to Client Configure, Client Computer Configuration. The default setting is HTTPS or HTTP, but you have to click this checkbox here. Use PKI client cert client authentication capability when available. So basically, if the client does not have a cert, then it will use HTTP. But the moment you check this, if the client has a cert, Configuration Manager client will actually use HTTPS or PKI, that cert, to communicate with the respective site servers. Okay, so click Apply and click OK. The management point actually and the distribution point implementation of HTTPS in SCCM will start at the IIS level. First up, we need to bind. At this point, we should have enrolled the certificate, the web server certificate. We will now bind that web server certificate into IIS. Go to the IIS console, go to sites, right-click on the default website, and go to Edit Bindings. You will see HTTPS 443 there. And underneath, you change the SSL certificate to the one that you imported earlier. Now, if you don't see HTTPS there, you can just add HTTPS. So that's it for the IIS portion of this MP and DP certificate implementation. We now go to the Configuration Manager properties. Go to Management Point, click on Properties, and click HTTPS. Click Apply and click OK. The DP cert. The DP HTTPS implementation would now start with the DP cert exportation. So we right-click that DP cert export, and yes, I will export the private key. I will leave the certificate export wizard, personal information exchange. I will leave this as it is. And I will now type my Under password, I will check that, and I will now type my super secret password in there. Click on next. And I will now save this into a specific folder on this machine. Now, it is highly recommended that you place this inside a shared folder, because every time that you make changes to the DP, some DP properties, it might ask you for the password of this exportable cert. Now we've managed to successfully export that certificate. We can now go back to the DP properties of this server, right-click on distribution point, click on properties, okay, and switch that, specify how client computers communicate with the distribution point, switch it to HTTPS, and we will also need to select the DP cert, okay, under create a self-signed, under this portion, we import the cert, and we point to the location of the exported PFX file that we did earlier. That's it for the MP and DP. Okay, so let's now take a look at how to configure the software update point to use HTTPS. Okay, first we will use the IIS console, and we need to bind the IIS certificate into the SSL into SSL TCP 8531 of the WSUS administration site. Okay, notice that on the first part when we configure the DP and MP, we use the default website. For this SUP, we will bind TCP 8531. We will bind the SSL certificate to TCP 8531 of the WSUS administration website. Then we need to enforce SSL on the following virtual folders. Okay, for this one, you notice that not all folders should be enforced with SSL. And finally, we will use the configuration management console to require SSL communications to this WSUS server. How to test the SUP implementation of HTTPS? Okay, on the client with a on any client with a valid client cert, we need to force the software updates deployments evaluation cycle. Okay, from the control panel configuration manager applet. Then use the location services.log to determine, okay, it should show that the client used the WSUS path https://, then the fully qualified domain name of the SUP :8531. Okay, so it should display this one. How to configure the reporting services point to use HTTPS? For this one, there's a change in procedure. Instead of using the IIS console, we need to use the reporting services configuration manager to bind the SSL cert to the reporting services point, basically to the reporting services, not to RSP. Now, remember that I told you about using the DNS name, okay, instead of the default name on the certificate. Okay, this is the part where it has to be done. Okay, make sure that the certificate uses the DNS name. Okay, then after you configure the RSP, the reporting server to use SSL, then we need to uninstall and reinstall the reporting services point. How to test the reporting services point HTTPS implementation? So in your configuration manager, actually in both configuration manager console reporting and the reporting services configuration manager, it should show the fully FQDN of the reporting server or reporting services point. Just click on that link, and that link should successfully launch the reporting services website. Okay, let's proceed with implementing HTTPS on reporting services point. To start this, we need to use the reporting services configuration manager. And from here, we will now bind the SSL certificate that we enrolled earlier. So in the reporting services configuration manager, go to web service URL, click on advanced, and under the SSL underneath, okay, you just need to select the SSL, the HTTPS certificate that we enrolled earlier, and remove 80 in there. This is under web service URL. Now go also to report manager URL, do the same, click on advanced, and under SSL, you select the certificate, click on OK there, and now remove the TCP 80. Okay. To test this, you need to click on the links that you see now. Notice that the URLs already show HTTPS. Click on that. Okay, you notice that IE actually prompted for credentials, which may not be acceptable for some companies. Just go to the internet options, go to security, and add this server's FQDN under local intranet. Click on OK, and you need to close IE. For this to take into effect, click on the link again, and there's no more asking for credentials. And for this one, it will now go to HTTPS FQDN of the server / report server. Okay, close IE, go to report manager URL, and click that link, and it will now go to the report manager HTTPS website. So I will remove this role, click yes. Okay, to verify the successful removal and installation, I will go to logs. SRS RSP setup. We will now open srsrspsetup.log. And we confirm that the SMS RSP has successfully deinstalled. And now we add back the reporting services point rule. Okay, we double check that there's no more RSP servers. We now add back the reporting services role, okay, on this same server. Okay, we check reporting services point, click on next. Okay, we verify the database connection. When we add the service account, click on next. Click on finish. Okay, the actual reinstallation of the reporting services point might take a while because it will now have to rebuild the default reports of RSP. And once again, we go back to the log file we opened earlier and wait for the confirmation that the role installation has been successful. SRS SRSRP setup.log. You will now see the installation was successful. Okay, but this time, even though the installation is successful, it will have to rebuild the reports, the RSP default reports. Okay, verify from servers and site system roles that we have one reporting services point. Let's now go to the implementation of HTTPS in SUP. There's two stages here. First, we need to configure WSUS for HTTPS. Okay, so we go edit bindings in WSUS administration, and we now select that certificate, similar to the default website we did earlier for DP and MP. But for WSUS, there's a couple more extra tasks. Okay. One of them is enforcing SSL on specific folders inside that WSUS administration. So those are API remoting, client web service, DSS auth web service, server sync web service, and simple auth web service. To enforce SSL on those five virtual routes, okay, let's select one, and under IIS, we select SSL settings. Okay, right click on that. Okay, we click on that. We select require SSL and click apply. Okay, we do that for the rest of the virtual routes that were mentioned earlier. So after configuring at the IIS level, we need to open up a command prompt as administrator and configure WSUS as HTTPS. So right click, run as administrator. And run IIS reset for now. I just type their host name so I can have a clear view of the computer name. Go to Program Files, Update Services, Tools Folder. And from there, you run WSUSU till configure SSL, then fully qualified domain name of your SUP server. Okay, we now see that this SUP is now HTTPS. It will now run under port TCP port 8531. Okay, so after configuring the WSUS level, we will now configure the software update point in SCCM. So to do this, we go to the server, go to the properties of its software update point, click on Properties, and we just select there, Require SSL Communication to this WSUS server. Okay, in summary, when we implement HTTP, if we intend to implement HTTPS on our Configuration Manager environment, we need to remember these four major steps. First, we need to implement our Windows Active Directory Certificate Authority. Then we need to create the required certificate templates for Configuration Manager. Again, there are three. There's a client certificate, the IIS certificate, and an exportable client certificate. Then we need to enroll those certificates onto the corresponding machines that need them. And finally, we need to configure the different configuration manager services for HTTPS. I hope that you enjoyed this session. This has been Jay Palomar.